It's Tuesday, July 29th. It's the Nothing That Matters podcast with Matt and Devin. We didn't have an episode last week because of technical difficulties, so we will get to all the juicy details. Stay tuned. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Matt, and always with me is
Devin.
So Devin, last week we didn't have a episode,
right?
And I don't think that it will. My phone's going off. I don't think that it will like matter in the long run,
right?
Because people that are going to be listening to the show, I guess they're not going to notice a skip. But for those who were listening, notice that there wasn't an episode last Tuesday. We have a reason for that.
Yeah.
We were, recording on the wrong mics?
Yeah, we were.
We went to the whole show recording, and we were like, what's this awful noise that these microphones are picking up? And we couldn't figure it out, and we, like, moved the set everywhere, upstairs, downstairs, to try to get rid of that noise. And we're like, it sounds like the fan of the computer.
Yeah. I just kept going.
And then we realized once we were done, because we were just like, fuck it, we'll just go with it and try to fix it later. We realized that we were recording out of the computer's microphone. That's literally an inch away from the fan.
Yeah.
And that's why it sounded that way.
Yeah, that was funny.
But we're back this week, this Tuesday, this wonderful Tuesday that it is.
Yeah, no mess ups. This is gonna be the real deal, folks.
The real fucking deal, and we're not even gonna edit this, are we? We're just gonna go straight through.
No.
No edits.
No edits. Screw it.
I recognize it, but I realize you're wearing a Hey Arnold shirt.
Yeah.
And that brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, Hey Arnold shirt.
He's got there's episodes of Hey Arnold on Netflix that I watch sometimes.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah, when I wore this back in college, there are these stupid chicks. Just let me be clear, to if you chicks are listening to this, you're dumb, who called me Arnold just because my shirt had the word Arnold on it, so they kept calling me Arnold. And it really kind of...
really ruined your day.
It did ruin my day. And I was like, you guys are just, like, annoying, and I don't want to know you.
Hey Arnold was a really great show, but I think my favorite was probably a Cat Dog.
Ooh, yeah. Cat Dog.
I was looking them up recently, like, to see if they had any episodes online to watch, and they do, but not on Netflix or anything. Man, this is like a plug for Netflix. Like,
yeah.
Why are we not getting paid for these
right?
advertisements that we're doing? Jesus.
Yeah, Netflix, your favorites, all in one place.
Only $8 a month.
Right? Such a great deal.
No, but they're not on Netflix. All they have is, like, Rocket Power. I think they have Rocket Power. And Hey Arnold from like old Nickelodeon shows. But this is like my big problem with like cartoons these days.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna use the word cartoons as an umbrella.
Yeah.
But like go to on Nickelodeon or go on Disney Channel, right where they were all great, you know, kids shows when we were kids.
Yeah.
All the shows today are like sitcoms with people.
Yeah.
Find me one animation like or animated cartoon that you can be like, that's gonna be that's gonna be big like 10 years from now. There's nothing on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel that like not like, you know, Cat Dog or Hey Arnold or, you know,
even SpongeBob is good.
Yeah, SpongeBob, yeah. or Doug, like all those like I remember when Nickelodeon was just like all cartoons, no sitcoms of like these like little like non-funny Disney Channel kids that grew up to be like meth addicts and shit like
porn stars. But that's totally true. The only thing that even came close to that was like like All That or like the Amanda Show, but
that was actually funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They actually you know did weird shit, and it was like skit show, like, you know, like skits, you know, like sketch comedy.
Yeah.
You know? And they could just go anywhere, really.
Yeah, exactly. You have like you have endless possibilities as a skit show. And you have all these sitcoms like, you know, like iCarly and what's another one that's like on Disney Channel? Like
I don't know, like
Charlie or something like that? I don't even know.
Yeah, I know my there was like Hannah Montana and there was like That's So Raven and
yeah,
all that other stuff.
It was like I think That's So Raven was probably like the first like Disney Channel show that like started pushing those like sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like really big.
Yeah, I didn't watch much Disney Channel, but they had like Recess, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Recess was great.
Yeah. I mean, I
Dave the Barbarian.
Yeah.
I love Dave the Barbarian. I can't believe it only lasts like 3 seasons or something like that.
I never really watched Dave the Barbarian. I was more of like a cat dog, like SpongeBob. And then when Fairly Odd Parents came on, like I started watching that towards like the end of my Nickelodeon run, yeah. Really.
Jimmy Neutron was always awesome.
Yeah, Jimmy Neutron. And then that was like one of the first like, well, not one of the first like computer animated kids shows, because I'm sure there were other ones, but that was like one of the really popular ones that first came along.
Which one was what?
Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that his dad collected ducks.
Yeah, and he loved pie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then that that guy who ran that candy bar restaurant, and he's like his name was Sam.
Oh yeah,
he had a really like "Am Sam" again, that really like
yeah,
like gravelly voice and shit.
I don't know where America's going these days with kids. If you're a parent out there and you have children, they're fucking doomed.
Yeah,
they're so doomed.
Ooh yeah, and also actually, I was reading online. And apparently, like, you know, the guy who makes, like, all those, like, iCarly and, like those shows and stuff, like, and, like, all the live sitcoms on Nickelodeon, you know? Like, he's, like, apparently, like, a real, like, pervert.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't there something like that about SpongeBob?
Maybe.
Yes, no, there was, where, like, somebody got fired from the show because they were, like... They found out they were, like, molesting kids.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I think it was SpongeBob. I might be wrong, but I remember it clearly because I had a cousin who actually worked for Nickelodeon. I'm not even kidding. And you remember when the Slime Time, what was it called?
Slime Time, yeah.
And they would throw, like, pies in their face and stuff.
Yeah.
She actually was the one who made those pies. She was, like, she would make the slime and, like, make the pies. She was part of, like, that group or whatever. Okay. And so something happened where, like, they started doing all these, like, intensive background checks after this happened. And I think it was a SpongeBob that had to do with it or something.
Yeah.
The real SpongeBob, not some guy that's SpongeBob touched kids.
No. SpongeBob touched kids?
SpongeBob touches kids and Patrick. Remember also the other shit when they were like, we don't want our kids watching SpongeBob because...
what?
Yeah, because... Because they said that SpongeBob was gay or something. Patrick and SpongeBob were gay.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, that second season episode where SpongeBob goes to Patrick's house and then they do a full-on graphic scene where they bang.
Yeah.
You know what? That makes more sense now.
Yeah. When Patrick was sticking all his star offices, like...
Yeah.
In SpongeBob's holes.
That's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a bad episode. It didn't really have a plot to it, but that's what pushed it over the edge.
It was just like a two-part episode, and it was like, you know how they split them into two?
Yeah.
Like the first half was like SpongeBob bangs Patrick, and then the second one was like Patrick bangs SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense
I think in this, and then they had a like a spinoff special. It was like, while Sandy masturbates.
Thinking about Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, Texas.
Acorns.
Acorns. Oh, God. I like the episode, though, where she's, like, singing the Texas song or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she wants to go back to Texas.
Yodley-o.
SpongeBob is a really good show.
No, yeah, it is.
A lot of people knock it, though. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's just kids that have grown up and were like,
eh.
They don't appreciate their fucking past.
I mean, it's kind of like about a normal, like, it's almost like a really normal cartoon because it's like, he works at, like, a burger joint.
So yeah.
Like it's kind of realistic in its, like, unrealistic setting, almost.
Yeah.
Like he's got the neighbor who hates him, and, like, the best friend who... I mean, I guess there's that in, like, a lot of shows, but...
Did you read about that they're opening up a, like, a life-size actual replica restaurant of the Krusty Krab in Dubai?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Somebody's put money for it to open up a restaurant that's exactly the same shape, and it's just pretty much an exact replica of the Krusty Krab.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm like, why doesn't he do that in America?
I want to go there. I'm not going to spend the money to go to Dubai, but I want to go there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What else do we have to get today? I think we have some... We talked about why we didn't have an episode last week.
Yeah.
Oh, what we didn't talk about is because we didn't have an episode last week.
Yeah.
Was that you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got my ministerial, my thing. I'm a minister now.
Yes, Stefan is a minister now.
Yeah.
And he can...
Yeah, technically I'm a minister now.
He can forgive sins.
Yeah.
So if you have any sins that you want forgiven, email the show at ntmpodcast@mail.com and Devin will pray and forgive them for you.
I will pray for you. Every night, it's like $1 a night for every night that I pray for
you.
It's
not a bad deal.
No, that's not bad at all.
No, but this is serious. People probably won't believe it, but like you are officially a priest now, pastor. Priest.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be a priest because they got a sketchy pass.
They do. You can break that sketchy pass.
Yeah, I can break it by doing community service and helping children. Never mind. I'm not going to help children. Never mind. Never mind. I don't want to be the priest who helps children. No. Never mind.
You know what? People knock how do you say it? Pedophiles?
Pedophiles, yeah.
But you know what? Pedophiles do one good thing.
Yeah.
And they slow down when they drive by schools. Like, that's like...
Yeah.
They should be should be praised for that. I mean, a lot of people don't stop. They just...
Yeah, it's
they
like...
fly by, and that's dangerous. But no, they slow down, and they make sure they take their time.
Yeah. They have time to read the sign that says, like, 45, except for during school hours when it's, like, 25.
Yeah.
So... Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, pedophiles.
Yes. Thank you.
Do I keep saying that wrong? That word wrong?
No, that's right.
That just sounds weird. Pedophile. Like, there should be something at the end. Like, you know, like...
Pedophiles. There's pedophiles, and there's pedophilic, and there's pedophilia.
Paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. Yeah. Pedophilic paraphernalia.
Paralegal.
Try to say that five times fast.
Pedophile paraphernalia, pedophile paraphernalia. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So what do you plan on doing with this this ordained duty of yours now?
Well, I plan to take advantage of hospital parking spots.
Hey.
And
you get a sticker, like a little
Badger sticker? Yeah, you get like a little parking pass thing, you know? You get like a little rear view mirror tag that you put on.
Pastor aboard?
Yeah.
Priest aboard?
Yeah. Pastor on, yeah. Yeah, it's just a little, like, it looks like a handicap thing.
Yeah.
And it just says minister on it, and I have it hanging up all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's purely just to take advantage of
Well, I'm sure it was worth all of your work for it.
Oh, yeah, it was totally worth however many hours I worked, yeah. Yes.
Days. So, we have a minister aboard. I still haven't got on the minister train yet. I'll leave that for Devin to. That's a lot of work.
It's overrated.
It's overrated?
Yeah, it's overrated.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk some more stuff. Stuff.
Some stuff.
And, yeah, stay tuned.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to episode 2 of Nothing That Matters with Matt and Devin. Just a reminder, if you like the show, you can find us on iTunes and subscribe. We have a new episode every Tuesday.
Right.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
The time doesn't matter because when it's up, it's up. I can't really control that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also find us on Twitter. You can tweet the show.
Yeah.
Our handle is Fat Pinata Comedy. I think we only have like 2 followers on Twitter. It's pretty sad. Hey. But we're getting there.
Yeah.
2 is better than 0. No, actually, 2 more. So we have actually 4.
Yeah.
So please help us. We are in desperate need of Twitter followers, tweeters. What do they call Twitter people?
Twitter people?
I mean, do they just call them tweeters?
I think so. Yeah, they just call them like tweeter. No, no. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Twats.
Tweet army? The tweet army? The twat army?
Yeah, you got twat army.
Not sure.
Sometimes I look on Twitter at some of the celebrities, and they got, like, millions of people.
Yeah.
Now, in all honesty, I would not want that many people following me.
Yeah. No. Oh, speaking of celebrities.
Yeah.
You know Shaq, right?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, so Shaq, ever since he stopped playing basketball, I've noticed, like, he's on a lot more commercials and shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, the spokesperson for, like, that Monster Superstar speaker thing. Like, it's like, I've got a house party in my pocket. And he pulls it out.
Oh, it's like that monster pillar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's got that, and then he's got, like, Gold Bond. And he's like, stay cool with Gold Bond, everybody. And, like, he's like, a little shake, a little tingle. And then and he's got Vaseline.
What?
Know? Yeah.
Vaseline.
Yeah, I think that ever since he stopped playing basketball, he's needed to use Vaseline a lot more.
Yeah. And Gold Bond.
Yeah.
To music.
Yeah.
He also has Icy Hot, I think, too. The Icy Hot.
That's
patch.
Right. He does have Icy Hot. That's the other one. And then I think it's sort of related to the sort of little jam pack thing with the music. I think he does, like, the charging one, too, where it charges. I'm not sure. But,
oh, okay.
But yeah.
I wonder how far the camera has to be away from him to get him all in frame.
Right? Yeah. I know, right? Like, I don't know, probably.
I don't know how he talks, but it's like. Like, yeah. He doesn't want people to hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
And it's real deep. He's like, I don't know, Kobe's real good and stuff like that. That's how he talks.
I remember when he was, like, on a Radio Shack commercial. And, like, at the end, he, like, snaps his fingers. And, like, the word Shack in Radio Shack.
Oh, switches.
Turns into a Q.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's kind of funny. I think he should just quit doing all those commercials and go on strike.
Yeah, you know, they had this article on him that he has, like, over... like 200 businesses.
Wow.
Or close to 200 businesses. Either one, whatever. Facts aren't important on this show, as you can tell. But the general idea is.
Yeah.
But he owns like 200 something businesses, like some like burger joints and like malls and like.
Holy crap.
Yeah, all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he actually has a master's in business.
Wow.
Yeah. And like every month, he gets paid $430,000 a month.
Jeez.
From all his businesses. $430,000, folks.
He's got some
a month.
Great investments.
Yeah. I mean, with 200 businesses, yeah, you're going to make that much. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
One's like, I think he owns like one mega mall or something like that. That's like his biggest business.
Holy fuck. You know what? On that note, you know what I think everyone should do?
What's that?
They should go on strike.
Why should they go on strike?
I don't know. I just always wonder, like, what would happen if everybody just went on strike?
In America?
Just like... It's like everybody just you know, went on strike. Like everybody was just like out protesting. Like what would happen?
I don't even know. Like, well, first of all, nothing like who. I don't even know what that noise is.
I know. Do you hear that?
It threw me off track.
I don't know, do you hear that?
Is it coming out of the headphones?
It's playing the first half on the headphone.
Oh, that doesn't really matter.
Okay, good. I thought it like wasn't recording for a second. Okay.
No, it's recording. But yeah, for some reason it's playing the other track.
We're gonna get like a double loaded podcast. You're like with like.
Just like blah, 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 blah,
blah. Yeah,
yeah.
No one's gonna understand what it's saying.
Let me turn that down then. Does that sound better?
I think so.
Can you hear now?
No, I can't hear it.
Sorry,
at all.
Folks. See, these are the technical difficulties we're talking about. Like,
yeah.
But anyways, you were saying back to subject. But you were saying if everybody went on strike.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work though. I think that I don't know. Like, if everyone went on strike and then just started stealing stuff and just
yeah, there's no way they could control all of us if everyone went on strike. But that will never happen.
Yeah, that'd be like total chaos.
Because to get that many people to agree to go on strike would be. We can't even agree to have one type of, like, Doritos. Like, we have to, like, vote for it because people get upset. So, like, there's no way that everyone would go on strike. But if it did happen and everyone was stealing shit, that would be chaos.
And there would only be, like, how many different kinds of Twix would there be? You know?
What?
Like, right and left Twix, you know? Like... I saw this commercial.
What?
I saw this commercial where, like, you know, it's like they're touring the Left Twix factory.
Yeah, I've seen this commercial.
Yeah, and he's like, Right Twix says the same thing. Like, one of the tourists says that, and then, like, the worker, like, presses a button, and then this little packing tape, like, robot, like, covers his mouth in packing tape, and he's like, they have packing tape like that at Right Twix? And he's like, mm-mm. And I'm just thinking, well, and then afterwards they say, Left and Right Twix, pick a side. And I'm like, well, Left Twix seems kind of violent.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know if I want to go to Left.
Pretty cunning.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to Left Twix, really. Like, they seem
well,
like...
what Twix is the original Twix, Right or Left?
I know, right?
What Twix are we eating, Right or Left Twix?
I know, like, it depends on which way you open the baggage.
Wait, oh, so they actually have two set. Like, there's actually two bars now on the Twix bar?
Yeah, I think...
Or is it just one Twix?
I think there's always been two.
There's always been two?
Like, in one package.
Oh, my gosh, this is... Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
No, but yeah.
I thought there was just one, like, one little, like, long bar for Twix. I know there was two.
Maybe that's the fun size. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right. Because I've always said, I've never bought a full-size Twix. I don't like them that much.
No, I don't. You know, if I'm at, like, a vending machine, I'm stranded in a building, you know, which happens every day.
Yeah.
You know?
What would you get on three? One, two, three, payday. You're supposed to say it when I said it, dude.
Okay. What? I was going to say, oh, yeah, fuck.
Pretend that didn't happen, all right?
Okay, all right.
One, two, three.
Payday. Nutter butter.
They have Nutter butters in machines?
I think so. I mean.
That's a little Debbie snack. They don't have those in vending machines.
I've seen a Nutter butter in at least one vending machine. At least one.
That's a janky fucking vending machine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. But they also have, like, I don't know, like, Hostess Twinkies, just, like, all smushed in together.
In the coils?
Yeah, in the
But you said payday, like, payday.
I like payday.
That's, like, I don't know, I've had a payday made once or twice, and I'm like, it's like a Baby Ruth, but without the chocolate on it.
I thought Baby Ruths have, like, some, like, don't they have, like, a wafer inside of it, or no? I don't know my candy, man.
I don't know.
I'm candy deprived.
I've never seen a... peanut butter wafer thing or whatever. I don't know if... Maybe I don't know Baby Ruth. Who knows?
All I know is it's Butterfinger, Payday, and Reese's Pieces for me. And then I'm tap out. That's all I like.
I used to be a big fan of Reese's Pieces. I used to go to the abandoned playground and get a package of Reese's Pieces and sit on top of the
slide.
They
make you feel like shit, though, sometimes.
Yeah, and you sit on top of the slide and keep eating them, and you're like, what is my life come to?
I'm so fat, I'll never slide down this.
Yeah. And then I'd see all the writings in Sharpie marker, and
they're just like, "You're fat. You're ugly. Fuck you."
Yeah, it's like Jimmy and whoever were here banging on
your mom's cheating on your dad. Wow, okay. These are really point on.
Yeah, they really, really are.
Oh wait, I wrote those.
Yeah, I think I brought a Sharpie marker up there once or twice, but I never actually like wrote anything because
I've never actually like I never wrote. Written on things like that.
Yeah, I have too much respect for the infrastructure.
I've called numbers, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're looking for a good time, call.
Yeah, actually, just... You know what's weird? I was trying to call somebody a few days ago, right? Like, on my house phone.
Yeah.
And then it was... You know, I knew who the person was, right?
Uh-huh.
And then not, like, 10 minutes later, the phone starts ringing, right? And then it's like this... I'm like, hello? And then they're like, hello? And I'm like, this is Devin, who is this? And they're like, okay. And then I'm like, who is this? They're like, hang up.
What?
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Like, why don't they just say, oh, wrong number, I'm sorry. Like,
why
is everybody so awkward nowadays, you know?
That's true. No, that's like, that person probably just woke up from, like, being dead and they're like, what's this? And they hit the numbers and then it called you.
Yeah,
people, I'm beginning to really hate people, like, a lot.
Yeah,
like, this is awesome that I could just sit behind a microphone,
yeah,
you know, just deal with you.
Yeah.
No, but like,
no, it's good.
I would hate to have to be in, like, just people in general piss me off. I went to where was I? I went to Chicago a couple weekends ago, and I went to the Shedd Aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Awesome place. Because I like fishes.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why parents bring their kids when they're like 3 to 5 to those kind of places. Because all they do is just bitch and cry and yell and scream.
Yeah.
Why don't you wait until they can, like, actually know what's going on, appreciate that they're there.
Yeah.
And not be a total douchebag for everybody else that's in there.
No, yeah.
But they bring their babies. Like, I'm serious. There was like a lady with like one of those little backpacks that you like put your kid in.
Oh yeah.
Like in the back. And her head's just like,
like the kid is like an afterthought, like in the back of their mind. Like,
yeah, right. But it's actually just actually behind their head.
How do you think they like, how do they do that? Like, do you think like they start chasing the kid like a dog chases its tail? Like the kid starts crying, they start spinning in circles. Oh, yeah. One, like, hold on, baby. Like, hold on. Like,
no, they whip their, they, you know, when you got home from school and you whip your fucking backpack off.
Really?
That's what they do to their kid. They would just whip their kid out.
Oh my
and slam
God.
It.
You know, if my kid, if a kid were in a backpack that I had,
yeah,
they'd be dead.
They would be.
Because I used to take my backpack and just slam it on the table. Just yeah. Fucking, and then
fuck this homework. Boom.
Yeah, and the teacher would just like be like, Devin, oh my God, you're going to get a referral, I swear to God, yeah. Next time. I'm going to like write you up. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I would take the baby harness, right, and if the baby was crying, I'd just slam my back against the wall.
That's great.
Shut up! And just like hit my back against the wall.
That's why kids are so fucked up these days.
But yeah, I was just like, why bring your kids to, why spend 4 hours of your life, you know, dragging your kid around here, crying and whining, and putting other people in misery? Like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. Yeah. Wait, just wait until they're older.
Yeah.
Bring them when they can appreciate that kind of stuff, and not when they're like 3-4 years old and all they want is Cheerios and...
Yeah. I'm tired of walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're in a stroller. Shut yeah. up!
Yeah. It's so dumb. And they're, yeah, they're so spoiled, rotten.
Yeah.
Rotten kids. Who are all allergic to gluten and fucking lactose intolerant and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently they're like, yeah, I was going to go somewhere, but I shouldn't.
But you know what? I saw an allergy commercial, right?
Yeah.
It's an allergy commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you giving me this look every time you say something new? Just
it's an allergy commercial, and it was like the most like nonsensical allergy commercial I've ever seen, because the lady's like, you know, there are allergens all around us or something like that, and then she's like, it's not the allergens' problem; it's your problem, the way you react to the allergens. So use this, you know, this like product. And I'm like, holy shit!
What?
That's like saying, it's not the murderer's problem that he's stabbing you. It's your reaction. It's like, it's the way you're bleeding out.
The way you're dying.
Yeah.
Stop like, dying.
Yeah. What?
Wow. That's really?
Yeah, I'm serious.
They just put that in your face?
I'm not even kidding.
They just went there? They drew that card?
Yeah. They're like, it's not the allergens. It's your problem because you're reacting wrong to them or something like that. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's not your fault you can't get a boner. It's your wife's fault that she can't get it up for you.
Yeah,
that's exactly that's the way it is.
Yeah, God, that is
wow.
Weird. That's messed up.
Holy God. It's not your fault that you got in a car crash while texting and driving.
Yeah.
It's your friend's fault for texting you at an inconvenient time.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Oh, I can go all day. You got one?
Yeah, it's not the building's fault that the sun is shining against the glass and shining in your eye. It's your fault that your eyes don't work right.
Yeah, it's so, your eyes, you don't close them and walk around or something.
Yeah, it's because you don't close your eyes when you're driving.
There you go.
Like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Jeez.
It's not your fault that you stink. Your armpit smell?
Yeah.
No, wait, that is your fault.
Yeah, you should do something
You should
about
fucking
that.
Use deodorant.
You should do something about that. That's strong. Yeah. Yeah, we know somebody who...
Strong! I don't know why I said that.
We know somebody who smells a lot.
Yeah, and not like he smells things. He smells.
Yeah, like you
things.
Like you'll be like, "Oh my God, why do you smell like rancid rotting cat?"
Sit 10 feet away from me. We can talk then.
Yeah, why is my hand covered in like grease after I touch your head?
Ugh,
why would I be touching head? Why would I be touching his head? Wait,
I don't know. You went. You said it.
I mean scalp. Okay, not.
Why are your hands through his hair?
I don't know.
Oh, God, you're rubbing his hair?
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Man, today is Tuesday.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Next week we have another episode coming up. And?
And?
If you do like the show, we're just going to keep plugging it all the time.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes and subscribe to us. Subscribe. I got to get that. Say subscribe.
Subscribe.
No, say it three times.
Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
You're really good at that. You maybe should say it from now on. Go to iTunes, find us, subscribe to the show. like I said, new show every Tuesday. But we were thinking about like possibly doing like a skit show maybe later on.
Yeah.
That might be in the works.
Get some maybe moving picture action at some point. You know?
Yeah.
Moving pictures, you know, the talkies.
The talkies.
Yeah.
That's what they usually call them, the talkies.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
We should like really annoy people and have like a 10 minute, like 10 minutes at the beginning, and then a half hour long intermission, like they used to do in the movies, and then just like 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like 50 minutes all together, but it's just
But it's like there's like the
smoking intermission.
Yeah, there's a screen that says intermission, and it's just
Long were movies, or maybe people were just weren't used to sitting down that long watching something or participating.
No,
in something.
That's so true, because nowadays people just want to only sit, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like back then, it's like I gotta get up, I gotta have a cigarette right now. I gotta do it.
I so wish you could smoke in places.
Oh man,
man,
movie theaters would be so much better that way.
I know. I think. Can you like start a business and like, or is it just a fire hazard? You just can't at all. If you build a building and like you
make it out of steel, make it out of concrete and steel, and make the chairs.
I don't understand why you can't out of concrete.
Yeah, make the chairs out of steel.
Out of steel, there you go.
Yeah, and then you just like, and there's no way it could burn down because
no way.
There's no fire hazard.
And you have to be naked, no hair.
Yeah,
bald naked people only.
That way, it's true equality, people.
We should make a speakeasy and not tell anybody.
Yeah.
You had all these listeners already.
I mean, we're in a speakeasy.
We kind of are. No one really knows where we are.
Yeah.
We could be. This podcast can be from prison. We could be in prison, right? And
yeah.
This
we
is
could.
Our like outlet.
Yeah, that's the real reason why we didn't have a podcast last week is because we were in solitary.
We were solitary confinement.
Yeah.
We should interview, like, we should have a show where we just interview people from jail.
That'd be good.
But, like, you know, Stephen Colbert kind of, like, always not, like take shots at people, like, in interviews?
Yeah.
We'll just, like, satirically do that.
Yeah.
And, like, he's telling us, like, this hard, like, you know, true story about how he killed somebody. And we're like, will you use that?
Yeah.
To kill him?
Yeah.
I wouldn't use that.
Like, yeah, just be like, you shaved your head, dude? I would, like, you know.
It's a little much. Details aren't that necessary.
Yeah. You should have shaved your asshole, dude.
Yeah. You ever see that? No, I don't think you have. Maybe you have. But I was talking about how it was Norm Macdonald doing stand-up.
And yeah.
It's called, like, me doing stand-up. And he was talking about how if he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
And, like, he was going after this woman named Janice.
Uh-huh.
And he would be, he's like, If I was a serial killer, it's like I do these things. He goes, I go to the house every day and notice that Janice leaves every day at 2 o'clock to go play basketball with her lady friends at the YWCA. Okay,
yeah.
He goes, and then every day I realize that before she goes and plays basketball, she goes to this cheese sandwich shop.
Yeah,
and then what I would do is I'd go down to the YWCA and I'd wait there, right? And I'd be outside of my car and I'd have a cheese sandwich in my right hand.
Yeah.
And then Janice would come out, right? And she'd be like, and I'd be like, hey. And she'd be like, hey. And then she'd say, what's in your right hand? And I'd be like, oh, there's nothing in my right hand. And she's like, no, I think there's something in your right hand. And then I would go, hey, lady, I think I'd be the one to know what's in my right hand. Oh, this is a cheese sandwich, huh? You like him or something? And then she's like, I do. I'd be like, well, I got a whole van over there. You see that big creepy van over there? That thing's full of cheese sandwiches. And then I'd take it, right? And then he's like, you don't have to have cheese sandwiches in the van. He's like, unless you want to be known for your, like, details. I'm like, it was so funny.
Yeah, because, yeah, I love that. Because you wouldn't need them in the van.
You wouldn't need them. He's like, but you if you want to, you can.
That's good. Norm Macdonald, what a great guy.
I think, who do you have on this last podcast that he was doing?
Who do I have on?
He had Roseanne.
Oh, yeah, Barr. He had Roseanne, and then I think he had Marc Maron also.
Yes, Marc Maron.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Maron show?
Wait, you mean, like, the Maron on IFC?
Yeah, yeah.
IFC, everybody.
We should be making
money. Yeah.
God.
No, but I do occasionally listen to the WTF.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, when I was looking into Marc Maron, apparently he got, like, there's some feud between him and Louis C.K. or something. Yeah, like, they were friends, and then, like, Louis went through some, like, tough times, and then Maron wasn't there for him, you know, and then, like, Louis kind of, like, I don't know, just all this stuff, and they just sound kind of like women, like, fighting almost.
Ah, come on.
But they kind of, like, talked about it, like, in a funny way.
Yeah.
In a, like, during the show Louis.
Huh. Okay.
And then Marin kind of has an episode about what kind of what happened.
Oh, that's cool.
But like, there's still some kind of tension there, but yet they still like made an episode kind of around it. That's like reacting it. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But
they could really like just kind of, you know, behind the scenes, just be like, okay, let's just like make this our thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Let me kind of.
They could.
But I think that sounds real to me, you know, because Louis does seem like the kind of guy who would hate Marc Maron, vice versa.
I just never expected like Louis to be like some like cared about like sentimental like care if like your best friend wasn't there for you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's like my best friends all leave me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just maybe they hate me or
I hate my kids just for no reason. Says that.
I love that parody of him. That
oh, I know who is that guy. Oh,
I don't know, but it's
we
genius.
We should give him a plug because
it's genius. We're gonna.
Let me find this really quick.
Yeah, we're going to mention that, and then he's going to be way more famous than he already is. Yeah, that was genius. I love how he's wearing that bald cap that just looks so fake, but it works. It works.
I had just found out about that. His name is, if you go to YouTube, his name is J.L. Calvin, C-A-U-V-I-N. And it's just the letter J, the letter L, and then C-A-U-V-I-N. And the video is titled Louis C.K. Tells the Classics Brand New Special. But, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is super, like, he's dead on. I mean, I think it's dead on impression.
No, he really is. He's got all the mannerisms. Like like, the hand in the air and, like, the all the.
Like, the mouth when, like, it turns to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, he has that. He has, like, this sort of, like, drawn out sentences, like when he's like, I just
like he's trying
you know.
To find his words.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, no, that's just genius. I think a lot of his stand up actually, like, I think there's at least three or four stand ups that are on Netflix that I know that I've seen bits and pieces of, but I've seen most of his stand up on his actual show, Louis, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's got like two or three specials on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was him or not, but I guess he like kind of revolutionized the way. I could be completely wrong, man. But he was either him or some comedian and like changed the way you like you sell your stand up specials, and he sold it online as like a streaming video or something, and was charging like he was cutting out the whole like you know, making the DVD and sleeves and stuff like that, and he made like a million or something on it.
Awesome.
I want to say that's him, but I might be wrong.
That's so cool.
Like usual.
Yeah, and then of course we're revolutionizing the video or the regular podcast. Yeah, as you can tell,
the podcast realm.
Yes,
the podcast. I can't.
We're revolutionizing it.
The podcast realm. I can't do it.
What are you doing?
I don't know. That's the fun of us. I don't have to do anything.
The podcast.
We could sit here in silence for the remaining 15 minutes if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could.
And who would
Yeah.
Who would complain?
Hmm.
Nobody.
No. Well, you see, you might not want to do that, son. You need to talk into the microphone and let people know that you exist in the world.
Bill Cosby, is that you?
Yeah, I'm tempting.
Oh.
You know what? We're going to do that in the video podcast one day. I'm going to put on some Bill Cosby makeup and...
Well, paint your face black.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Goodwill, get a sweater. You know?
Cosby sweater.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get some...
Can I just say that one word that we found last week that we...
Yeah.
The Cosby sweater, now that you brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to try to get as close as enough to the definition as possible. But the Cosby sweater is when you eat Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, Trix, and... you eat all those cereals.
Like fruity shit?
Fruity, colorful shit. And you throw up that on your lover's body. And it makes a tacky, like, colorful, I don't know, layer of throw up that resembles the sweaters that Cosby, Bill Cosby wore. That's a Cosby sweater.
That, you know what? I think that might just be the literal definition, because
yeah, might be,
because that's like the kind of sweaters that he wore were just. I think that was it.
They were just tacky as fuck.
Yeah, I think Rudy did that, you know, his daughter in the show. Just kind of every day. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do when I have kids and they bring home, like, macaroni, like, you know, art and stuff?
Eat it?
Yeah, I'm going to just boil it. Oh, thanks, you brought dinner home. And right in front of him, just dump it, the paper and all, just right in the boiler.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to, and they're going to be like, I'm like, oh, I thought you bought dinner. Like,
you're like supply demand.
Yeah,
you're like you.
And have... I'm gonna make them eat it for dinner. Like, you're gonna eat our project. You did a really good job on this.
And then you realize there's like a bunch of glitter and shit in there.
Yeah, I would still eat it just to prove a point. I don't have a point. I'm just gonna have to be a dick. But
yeah, you can put the glue in the boiling pot or whatever.
Oh, also in news, they're having the maybe you heard of this. The Family Guy Simpsons crossover episode coming up.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that should be pretty good.
Yeah. I saw this link on Facebook that was like, watch 5 minutes of a clip of it. And then I clicked it, and it was total bullshit because yeah. It wasn't even a real link.
Nope.
It was just a little paragraph going, Simpsons and Family Guy are going to have a crossover episode. Stay tuned.
Yep. I've seen plenty of those.
I was like, that's retarded.
I saw this video where it's like, it's promised something. It said something, and I clicked on it. Yeah. And it's just the guy on the video that says, do you want to learn how to blah, 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 or whatever it said?
Yeah.
And then he points his fingers down. And he goes, go to this link. And the link is in the description title. And that's the entire video.
That's so dumb.
And, like, I cannot count the amount of comments that people were just, like, cursing him out. Just saying the comments that YouTubers can put together are quite awesome. They can say some really hurtful, like, creative things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the comments section. Sometimes I go to a video and I just kind of, like, and then I go to, like, view full comments, and there's, like, a whole, you can see, like, a whole page.
Yeah. They're pretty harsh on there, though. I've found some videos that I'm like, that's not that bad. You know, and they're like, fuck this bullshit. This is stupid. This is dumb, shitty made, horrible video quality.
There's always that comment that's, like, regarding the likes and the dislikes. It's, like, 67 people didn't agree with the blah, blah, blah. There's always that comment, which I've never made that comment on YouTube, for the record.
And I've seen one that's like 110 people hate Jews or something. Oh, I put that down.
Oh, I saw that one.
Can I say something? This is, I think I told somebody about this, but just hear me out, please. I mean, with open mind, I do not actually believe this.
No, yeah.
But just maybe like just for thought, okay?
Food for thought, people.
Okay, so maybe the truth is that Jews really are bad. Okay? Maybe Jews like... Maybe Jews are bad people. Like, not all, not like a lot of them, but like the higher ups. Like, I mean, Jews are really good with money, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. You're stuck on this. It gets worse. But maybe, you know, like Jews like are really good with money, and a lot of the banks, you know, are run by Jews, right?
Yeah.
American banks. Okay, so you have that side. It's true. Jews are like really cheap. And they're like, they're greedy, and they're like, you know what I mean? They're tight with their money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and those people are the best to run banks, and they do in America. But think about, I'm going to actually Google search this to prove my point a little bit better.
Okay.
But I want you to think of, maybe in your head before I find it, all of the Jew actors and celebrities that you know, okay?
All right, yeah. Okay, I'm thinking. Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. Oh, this is going to be... Sorry, this is taking a while. I went to Google. I use Bing. Sorry. I use Bing.
Yeah, he also uses AOL video.
Hey, who told you that?
I feel like I'm accidentally singing like copyrighted material or something. Someone's gonna like.
I'm trying to find a like website that I can actually like like quickly, because like Wikipedia just takes this big list of like 19 to like.
Yeah, well, I mean, one right off the bat.
Okay, here we go. Oh, sorry, go ahead. You say.
Oh
your
list. One right off the bat I can think of is Woody Allen, and then Mel Brooks and Jerry Seinfeld, and
they're big, right?
Yeah,
they're big. So you have your big Jewish bankers in America, but you also have this other side to Jews that are very charismatic. Here are some really popular Jews. What's his face? Zac Efron is Jewish.
Really?
Kate Hudson.
Holy balls.
Is Jewish.
Kate was... Hudson. She looks like a total non-Jew.
Scarlett Johansson.
What?
Is,
Yeah, Johansenberg is her real name.
So, yeah, Zac Efron. You have Howie.
I think that's Gene Wilder right there.
Gene Wilder?
Yeah, that.
Okay. Seth Green.
Okay. Seth Rogen, yeah.
Seth Green.
Oh, yeah, and then there's Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, Jack Black, James Franco, Sacha Baron Cohen. You have Adam Sandler, of course.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he's Jewish for sure. That's why the whole bunch is. That's like James Franco and all.
You already say Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. Ben Stiller is Jewish.
The heck? You got Mila Kunis there? I think, maybe.
Okay, so look at all of these actors. Who's that? I forgot his name.
Billy Crystal.
Bob Saget, of course. Rob Schneider.
Is that Dustin Hoffman?
Steven Spielberg, you know.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman. Harrison Ford.
Damn.
I mean, look, like, all these names, great actors, right?
Right.
They're pretty much, they're the entire celebrities. They're all of them almost.
Yeah.
So why do you have such powerful bankers and such powerful, influential people like celebrities that people look up to that can easily mix in the backgrounds? Yeah. Maybe, I don't believe this, but maybe Hitler had a point.
Huh.
Maybe, I can just see this. Why has there not been anybody that has ever done anything like Hitler, except for Hitler? One person has done something that horrific and has been that hysterical about what he believed in. And it's like, you know why? Because those things, those feelings and those strong beliefs don't come often. So maybe he actually was saying, hey, watch out for the Jews. The Jews are the problem.
And Asians are really good with money, right?
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-un, or Il and Un and the other one.
He's Korean, yeah.
Pre-Un.
Yeah.
You know? They want to get rid. They're like, you know, like South, like North Korea's like a like an internment camp almost or whatever. And they like, you know, don't feed them very well. Maybe they're doing it on purpose so that they don't take over the world or something. I don't know.
Who, the Jews?
No, the Asians, because they're also really smart and frugal.
Yeah, yeah, I think at a smaller degree.
Yeah,
but I do. I mean, no, Korea's doing that to his own people.
Yeah,
Jews were. I mean. Hitler was doing this to the Jews, and he was German. So it's like, I'm just saying, maybe there's a point. I mean, maybe he had a reason behind what everyone saw it to be.
Could very well be.
I mean, all these actors, man, all these famous people, celebrities that are very well known. You can't tell me you don't know more than five people that we just read off of there.
Oh my God! And what's her nuts? Is on there. Forgot her name.
Oh,
that,
her?
That one, yeah.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like Kate something. Or
they're all Kate.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah. Some names popped up.
Wait, I think that's... I think that's...
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Okay, but... But yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, it could be another conspiracy that I've never heard of. And I kind of just like woke up to it one day, but
yeah,
I'm not gonna believe. I'm not gonna go out and just like tell people. I'm only gonna say it on podcasts.
And Whoopi Goldberg is Afro American.
Yo, don't forget about that.
And her last name is Goldberg.
Oh, maybe she's one of them. But she's like adopted
secretly.
Whoopi Goldberg like killed it back then, man. She was good.
Yeah,
she was actually pretty good stand up.
Really.
Yeah, she was actually a pretty good stand-up comedian.
I think
that's how she started.
Really?
Yeah, and she was actually pretty good. She was like pushing the limits of like what, you know, women comedians and like also being black.
She's like
the woman Richard Pryor.
Just about to say that. You stole the words right out of my mouth.
Well, I saw it, so I grabbed it.
The woman Richard Pryor.
But yeah, I don't know. That's just my maybe little small conspiracy. We sound like a conspiracy. We always sound like a conspiracy podcast.
No, I really do.
But hey, it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah, it really is.
So, do you want to end on that note?
Yeah.
Leave that to ponder.
Yeah, it's a good conversation. It's horrible to leave on,
but yeah. You have anything else to add?
Don Ho was on the show.
Don Ho was on the show.
Yeah, you missed him.
Was that last episode?
Yeah.
Really? It was so...
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was maybe first... No, that was second show. Yeah. Was that first show we did?
I think think it was one of our...
It was one of the episodes, but Don Ho was on the show. He sang Tiny Bubbles.
Yeah. We had to delete that one because that's such bad audio, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just bad singing.
Yeah.
We can just be honest about it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, everybody. Well, Devin, you want to...
Well...
Extra? Is it called extra? Not intro? Extra?
Might be. I don't know.
Outro. Stupid. Wow. Yeah. I'm done.
Subscribe to our podcast, obviously, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Xanga.
Xanga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Xanga. That's the first time I saw, Xanga was the first site that I saw a naked woman. I'm not even kidding. It wasn't even a porn site. It was Xanga. Some chick's profile.
Yeah. Yeah, follow us on Twitter, Fat Pinata Comedy.
Fat Pinata Comedy is the Twitter handle.
Yeah, and Facebook is obviously Nothing That Matters Podcast. Hook it up, people, All the links are there. Put it together.
Put it together.
All right?
Put it together!
All right, do it. We'll see you next time.
Tiny bubbles. Hey.